Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep, and the podcast that goes forgetful sometimes. We do it's a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, and to just re-summarize, it could be a bunch of other things. It could be something you're feeling physically, something you're experiencing emotionally, or that happened, that you're having feelings about. Natural, you're a human being. It could be thoughts about any of that stuff, or just, thinking stuff. Those darn synapses. That was a Nickelodeon show I pitched. Would you believe that it wasn't picked up? Those darn synapses. I'll get back to that TV show about the synapse family, the synapses. But anyway, this is a podcast to put you to sleep. I try to create a safe place. I try to earn your trust if you're new. Might take me a little while. This podcast is a little bit different. Just try to loosely pay attention, because it's not going to make a whole lot of sense. But I'm here in an attempt to help you, to take your mind off of stuff while you drift off into dreamland. I do tend to repeat myself because my brain doesn't seem to be recording all. Ever since I pitched that Synapses TV show, I think they said, well, what about a Hallmark special? And I said, well, I don't know what that is. And I said, remember those after-school specials? And then I said, isn't it your job to remember the after-school specials? And then they said, Synapse is on strike or something. And that was it. The rest is history. Then I made up a sleep podcast. But if you're new, here's what I propose to do. I'm going to smooth this safe place out. I'm going to pat it, and I'm going to rub it down. And I'm going to raise my hand up and say safe place, or both hands. I can't, because I don't want to bump the microphone. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, tangents. I don't know if I'll have fictional musings, but those two words just popped in my head, so I figured I'd say them. But here's the thing. I want to keep you company. I want to be your ply to be your boyfriend, your boar bay, your boar cuz, your boar sib. And what my job is to be here for you, to be your companion in the deep dark night. Your job, here's the good news. Here's a couple of things about the podcast if you're new. You don't need to listen to it. Now you can, but you don't have to. And there's no shoulds. I don't know how else to say that concisely. But there's no shoulds and there's no should nots. You can kind of listen, you can mostly listen, you can partially listen, or you can barely listen. There's a lot of people that listen and they say, I don't even understand what he's saying. Or there's some people that listen the whole time. So, yeah, you can listen how you wish. I guess that's what I was trying to say. Also, there's no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for about an hour. To be your friend in the deep dark night. So whether you fall asleep in 10 minutes or you're awake all the way to the end of the hour, I'm going to be here to keep you company, to be at your bedside in a, digital friendly manner, much like a fireside chat. Like, is a chat one-on-one? Because I think those were like a bigger deal. But this isn't really, I guess this podcast, you could say it's full of chatter. So what was I saying? I'm here to, you don't need to listen to me, and no pressure to fall asleep. This is a podcast to keep you company while you drift off, to take your mind off stuff, maybe put a smile on your face, maybe put you at ease, let you say, yeah, I'm sinking in there. The Scoots is here. He's my companion. He's my buddy. So that's the one thing you need to know. Structurally, if you're new, the show starts off with a little bit of business, and there's business between the intro and the story, and that's how we keep the show going and free, is the people that are actively engaged in supporting the sponsors or supporting the show directly. So I want to applaud all of you. If you're new, not a big deal, but you know, those of you that regularly do that, you keep the show going. So thank you for that. And if you're new, thanks for getting through that part. Then there's an intro. The intro, I guess we're probably like 4 or 5 minutes into it. Usually they're around 12. I shoot for 12 minutes. I usually end up between 9 and 18 minutes. And it's a show within a show, part monologue, as they say, mostly log. I use some faded sleep dust, rusty meanders, creaky dulcets, all those things. And I kind of try to create a metaphor of what the podcast is. So you say, well, this is a little bit familiar. Scooch tries to craft a metaphor, and he realizes that he's not at a potter's. He's got all the stuff that you'd see a potter in a movie, but he just mostly has the goopy stuff. And say, so, yeah, if I had a potter's wheel, it would be almost, it would be square and oblong. It'd have harsh angles and oblong angles. And you say, I can't picture that. And I'd say, yeah, believe me, I've been working with my whole life in these darn synapses. I got to get back to that. But yeah, so the intro is where I try to explain what the podcast is. For regular listeners, it's something familiar, but it's different every time. Because the goal of the intro is, one, make you feel welcome, to greet your skepticism if you're new. I guess like in a way that says you should be skeptical. I'm glad you are. That's a very intelligent way to greet this. And I don't know what to say. I guess that's what I say with to your skepticism. I don't know what to say. Give it a few tries. See if it helps. I can't make any promises other than I'll be here goofing around to keep you company like a boar bud. And podcast works for some people, doesn't work for others. Most listeners say it takes 3 tries and then it stops making sense and they just fall asleep. So give it a few tries. I'm glad if you're here if you're skeptical. So that's what the intro is. Then there'll be a story portion where tonight we'll be talking about episodes 5 and 6 of The Good Place. Mostly set in costume details with noticing jokes, but trying not to out any of the jokes of the show or too much of the plots. Just an appreciation. You'd say, wow, so you do a podcast, the Good Place appreciation show. And I'd say, well, let's not get carried away. I mean, I appreciate The Good Place, totally, totes my goats. But this podcast is more me appreciating. Yeah, I mean, somebody's putting hard work in there. I'm the only one, I mean, and I don't want to point any fingers, but say somebody's putting, you know, working on those sets pretty hard. And I'm here to appreciate it in a way, a lulling, soothing, creak dulcet way. And really, if someone wasn't putting in all that hard work, in reality, there wouldn't be the details for me to fixate on. So, bravo. And yeah, I hope if you ever do listen, if anybody on that set or that staff or the crew or the cast ever listened to this, I'm not just doing this out of love, but one, you know, whatever one step of beyond love is. Or if, you know, for me, I got to say, well, I got to keep my rock like inside. What's that thing when you want to hold something and you want to hold it up? I guess it's like right after a bunny rabbit or something comes out of its shell. You say, I want to hold this up to the light. I like it so much. So tonight we'll be talking about The Good Place in details and stuff on The Good Place. So that's the structure show. Then there's some thank yous at the end. And yeah, I guess I was talking about, speaking of The Good Place, that's the TV show that's on TV, and a show that never made it on TV was Those Darn Synapses. And I think there's other shows called Those Darn Things, but this was about the Synapses, a family of synapses, and people may have said it was influenced by other shows, and I'd say probably was, because I've watched a whole lot of TV. My belief system probably from age five to however old I am now. Well, I realized at some point it wasn't working, but I still used that belief system. I mean, if you put me under hypnosis, even though I didn't watch a lot of TV shows with Ricky Schroeder, they'd say, well, who do you, who would you consider one of the supreme beings? I mean, probably it's a polytheistic thing anyway. If I was under there, I'd say the Ricker, Rick Schroeder. They'd say, well, how many episodes of Silver Spoons did you see? I'd say, I had no idea. Not as many. Like, it's not a, don't associate it that way. That's why I consider the Ricker. I said, that's why you have me under hypnosis, so I can be honest with you. But yeah, probably when I definitely said, well, if I could just be more like the Ricker, this is when I was like 10 years older than the character on the TV show. I said, my life's going to go golden. And yes, I'd say, what about the goddesses? And I'd say, well, of course the Golden Girls are goddesses to me. And I also wished I could have lived their lives, both in their current, you know, I wish I could be a Golden Girl for sure. I mean, why, you know, why not? I'm under hypnosis. Why not be honest with you? I do wish, I'd say, I would love to say my name is Blanche Dubois, but, you know, I'd love to be as cool as Rose. But yeah, I think, was it Blanche's last name Dubois, or am I mixing my metaphorical characters? Okay, did I hypnotize you? I'm in the middle of a podcast intro. Let me get back. Oh, and a TV show pitch that already failed. Yeah, it was called Those Darn Synapses. And yeah, basically it was going to be a sitcom about a synapse family. But I kind of wanted to have it a little more progressive. And they said, well, let's just do, and then they said, multicam. I said, no, this is going to be a multi-scan. I said, not single camera. They said, this is going to be an actual, I think this is where it went wrong. They said, I think we're with you. And I said, yeah, no, progressive. I said, not a nuclear family. And then we started talking multicam, single cam. I said, no, scan. This will be a real look in at the synapse. We're going to pick a synapses family. And they said, but you said it's fictional. And I said, yeah, I'll be imagining. I said, you'll be scanning it. We'll do this. I said, trust me, this is a new thing. And then they said, like VR, like Oculus. And I said, no. And then I tried to do a theme song for it about, you know, those darn synapses, synapses, you know, went like that. You say mine, he says his. Like, it was pretty good. At least I thought so. So, but you may be listening, maybe new. You say, okay, this person may be short. Maybe those darn synapses did. And I say, you're probably right. They did check out a while back. And I am short. Not only am I short of synapses, my synapses are shorted. Let's not even get started on my telomeres, because they you know, they've started. I think they said we're sheathed. We sheathed our, anyway, I'll save those for the DNA conference, along with, you know, my multitude of Crick and Watson jokes that have yet to be discovered. And they say, Curie, cure me. Okay, no takers on those. Anyway, so I'm back. So it's a podcast to put you to sleep, believe it or not, to take your mind off stuff. I guarantee there's a chance I took your mind off of stuff, distracted you. And that like most of my ideas, they're not half baked. You might just say they're barely there. I mean, you might be lying there saying, well, I could almost see a TV comedy about not synapses, but something like that, like dinosaurs or families. And I say, okay, well, you got me. Anyway, it's a podcast about just to keep you company. You know what? The reason I make this show is because I've been there. Tossing and turning, just aching to sleep, to rest, for something to distract me from my thoughts, so I could loosen my grip on the world and slip off into that hypnotic type state where you're asleep and resting. And that's what I want for you. I really, truly believe in the fact that you deserve a good night's sleep, and I'm here to help. This is the only way I can. It doesn't work for everybody. Yeah, but I hope it works for you. I appreciate you coming by. I strive and I yearn to help you fall asleep. Thanks so much. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time, temperature, work schedule, you're traveling, your partner is traveling, it's windy, it's rainy, whatever it is, I'm here to keep you company. And if you're new, let me just say this because I've gotten some feedback lately. Give this podcast a few tries. Kick back. You could keep a curious, open mind, but a lot of what I do here is pretty much nonsense or doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But I'm here to help. So what I'm going to do, did I say I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night? I don't think I did. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. So those are some methods I'm going to use to try to help you. Pointless meanders, tangents, like going off topic. Like if I had a topic, actually tonight we do have a topic. We'll be talking to someone about sipping lemonade and their view, really in-depth coverage of sipping lemonade. It's for real. You say, okay, I could probably listen. What's my adjusted use time of listening to facts about lemonade? Usually about a 30-second commercial. So what are you gonna? How long are you going to talk about lemonade and sipping lemonade for? Well, I'm going to talk about the lemonade experience. That'll be about 45 minutes. Oh, if you're new, I guess that's an opportunity for me to tell you about the structure of the show. We start off with some business. It's part of the way we keep all the archives free. And if you wonder tomorrow, when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, just think sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. You could check it out and say, oh, okay, that's how I support the podcast. But if you're new, not super important. Then we have an intro, which we've begun. And that's about, like 15 to 20 to 18 minutes of me trying to explain what the podcast is and usually not succeeding. But kind of succeeding. Barely. Somewhat succeeding. The scooter story. Somewhat succeeding. That could be another book. But what was I saying? Oh, so the intro is, yeah, it's a long intro. A show within a show. Best to help you, you know, ease into bed. Get ready for bed. Prepare, you say, okay, now I know. Scooter's trying to create a safe place where I could set aside all that stuff. He's here to help. He's a little bit strange and a little bit goofy, but he's well-intentioned. Because I'm here, I'm applying to be your boar friend, your boar bae, your boar bud. I guess I could be your boarber, which that sounds a bit like a barber, but you could say, well, Scoots, because I know everybody's got a different level of comfort. You know, some people, they're like, yeah, I'm your boyfriend. I'm your boar bestie. You're my boar bae. Or my boar sibs, my boar cousins. But I could be your boarber. I would have no clue how to sound, spell that. I can barely sound it out, but it would be like your neighbor, your boarber. You say, well, I don't know about you being my boar bestie. But you could be my boarber, and I could kind of hear you, you know, on the distance, like kind of like if your neighbor's watching TV at that just right volume. I almost said temperature, because you could say sounds and temperature have some parallels. I mean, you could talk to Dallas at 20,000 hertz about those kind of things. But what was I saying? I get distracted, and I'm thinking about all these great sound podcasts. Because World of Sound is another great one you could check out. But, just the right sound where it's just murmuring. Some people listen to podcasts like that. So that's the intro. I think I might have summarized the intro in there. I also went off topic a few times, just like I always do. So there's the intro. Then there's a little bit of business between the intro and the show. And that's how we keep the show going. Ideally, we can keep all of our archives free, over 600 shows. And then we have the episode, which is usually about 45 minutes. Tonight, yeah, we'll be discussing sipping lemonade and porch swings and those kind of things. Things we, like, we say, well, everybody, you know, we'll just think about it. We'll talk about it. And then we'll have some thank yous at the end. So it's a structure show. Also, if you're new, a couple things you may have figured out just by intuition. You don't need to listen to me or to kind of make sense of the podcast. I think like the same part of your brain that is trying to keep you up at night sometimes can say, what, this podcast doesn't make any sense. What's up with this guy? And if you could just give that phrase part of you a little bit of a hug and say, yeah, what's up with this guy? I understand the skepticism coming in. I'm a very skeptical person. So it's just a matter of hugging that skeptic and saying, don't worry. Scoots is my barber. He's two doors down. What is up with this guy? Because I'm here to help. I'm here to keep you company. So you don't need to listen to me. Here's the other thing. I don't know if this is irony or paradox or just the fact my a few misfiring synapses or synapses. You don't need to, there's no pressure to fall asleep. This is a podcast to be here while you fall asleep, to kind of put you to sleep by just keeping you company. You're just like a friend. That's why I use all that terminology. I just want to help. I've been there before, tossing and turning, all those things, or thinking, or waking up and saying, what the heck? It's why'd you wake up at 3:30? You say, well, it doesn't feel like 3:30. You say, no, let's not talk about this. I just want to go back to sleep. Well, just noticing, doesn't feel like 3:30, does it? It feels like we should get this day going. And they'd say, who are you exactly? Because I've never seen you during the day. You're some sort of go-getter part of me, huh? Yep, I think we should just go get it right now. No, it's 3:30. I got to go. I'm going to go back to sleep. I think I was just having a nice dream about one of those fountains of chocolate, but it was pillows and it was something tangible and not sticky. And I was sleeping there. It was a dream, so it doesn't make any... Well, no, I think we should get after it right now. Okay, here's the thing, though. When I'm trying to get after it, I've never seen you before, except around this time of day. And I just have to guess this. I'm not usually this well-grounded, but I actually am in the middle of a podcast intro and not asleep. I think you're kind of like just an illusion. You're somebody else talking behind you, and you're really not a go-getter. You're a go-get Scoots and interrupt his sleep. Well, geez, you got me. I don't know what to do. Well, I know what to do. Come on. I was just talking about skeptics, and I'm not skeptical about you. Come in for a hug. Really? You want to hug me? Well, no. I want to carry you. I tell you what, we're going to go back to sleep together, and we might not get back to that chocolate fountain that's a pillow in some way that only makes sense in a dream. But, well, you know, why don't we try? Wow, that sounds great. You must make... Yeah, well, I've been doing this for a little while, so I'm getting better. I'm going to become a well-adjusted human, one minuscule change at a time. You know, by look out 90s, they're going to be the new 40s when I get there. I'm going to be, so well-adjusted. Believe me. So, yeah, come on in for a hug. I'm going to do, have you heard about, this new method I do? Some people call it tapping. I call it pitter pattering. I'll pitter patter your back. I got to get back to the audience. So, hey, I'm back. Sorry about that. I'm dealing with some sort of, internal illusion. I don't know. I'm just doing some hugging and some pitter pattering, keeping some company, even internally. But if you're new, like I said, I'm here to help. You don't need to listen to me. No pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here for about an hour. And if you can't sleep, I'm going to be here the whole time to keep you company, to be your boyfriend as well. So I'll be here the whole time, whether you're awake or you're asleep. And I'm trying to think of anything else you need to know. Give it a few tries. That's what most reviewers say. There's very few things. I mean, this podcast has a pretty wide range globally of listeners and listener tastes and how people use the podcast. And so I just try to make the best sleep podcast I can. But one thing I've seen almost all the listeners agree on is that it takes a few tries because this is a little bit different. But I appreciate you. I appreciate both things. I appreciate you the fact that you checked out the podcast. You decided to give it a listen. But I also appreciate the fact of you, that you deserve a good night's sleep. And I'd like to help facilitate, not to use a very a clinical, I don't know, facilitate a clinical word. It's more a facilities-based word, like a planning word. But I'd like to facilitate you getting a good night's sleep. I'd like to help you be rested tomorrow, if I can, in my small way. Because I'd love for you to get a good night's sleep as often as you possibly can, so you can be out there in the world flourishing and enjoying life. And this is how I help. I want to help because I've been there, because I've heard from a lot of different people who listen to this show across the entire spectrum of humanity. And I'm honored to be in a position to help those people that the podcast works for. So why not give it a few tries? I'm here to help. And as I said, appreciate your time. Thank you so much for coming by. I strive and I yearn to help you fall asleep. Thank you so much. And let's hear from a few ways that we keep this show a-going. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place. I'm going to pat it. I'm going to smooth it. I'm going to rub it down. I'm going to buff it. You know, I might even tweak it, massage it, and I'll tap it, and I'll establish it, and, I'll put my arms around it when needed. A safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, travel, changes in routine or work schedule. Maybe it's something temporary. Maybe it's something ongoing, but I'm here to try to help. Now, this podcast is a little bit different. It's tough to make sense of it. So it's best if you're new to just kind of kick back and you'll wonder what's going on, and that'll be okay. And you'll say, this doesn't make any sense, and that'll be okay. And you'll wonder, should I keep an open mind about this or should I be skeptical about it? And I say, you could do both if you wish. Test this out a few times, see if it helps you. The podcast has not been known to work immediately, though it does on some people, but give it a few tries. What I'm going to do to create that safe place, one, try to earn your trust with giving you permission to do whatever, you could listen in whatever way you wish. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders. Normally I wear meanderwear, but yesterday we'll talk about sweatpants, or I guess they're called, what are they called? It's called activewear sometimes. I think there's other like terms where they say, let's class that up. Today for this intro, I'm wearing sweatpants with meanders built in one day that I plan on building in. Here's another thing. It has nothing to do with anything I've talked about, but just popped in my head. You know what Spider-Man doesn't get any credit for as a superhero is his ability to make his own costume. How come superheroes don't get credit for that? I just thought of that, but I was picturing him at a sewing machine. And for someone that didn't take a sewing class or have a sewing mentor, I mean, maybe he did. But they don't show any of that. They do show him sewing sometimes, and all the other superheroes, wherever whatever universe you're heroing and heroining in. If you made your own costume, great job. Because I guess I saw a movie where who's that other dude? Iron Man. Now he's like more of an industrial costume maker or whatever. He has the whole the complex behind him. He had a couple of things to say about the uniform. And I said, what the heck? This kid made it himself, bro. I guess it, that would be a role. Anyway, I kind of do try to interject that on your behalf. So I don't know if we'll get to sweatpants. Let me get to the new listeners before I get to these metaphors that don't really make any sense. That was a pointless meander, though. I guess it was a little bit pointed because you, well, it wasn't pointed. It was more fabric related. You say, hey, can we get some credit over here? And it really, that's what I'm trying to do is give you credit for being a human. It's not easy. And I really believe you deserve a good night's sleep. And I'm here to help. If you're new, here's the structure of the show. It starts off with business. That's how we keep the archives free and the current episodes going, is the people that support the show directly or the people that support the sponsors. When your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, just remember to go sleep with me at podcast.com. You'll see all the sponsors there. So thank you for going through that. Then there's the intro, which is about 12 minutes, 14 minutes, 16 minutes, 10 minutes of me trying to explain what the podcast is. Like verbally padding, smoothing, and buffing the safe place, introducing you or reacquainting you with the safe place every night if needed, because I really want you to feel safe and comfortable. I'm here to turn those frowns upside down or into a neutral state. And it's a whole purpose of bedtime. I say, well, if I can't give you credit for making a superheroine uniform, I could give you credit for saying, you know what, your existence is heroic. It's not easy. And I like I said, I like to help. I think I kind of repeated that because of its importance. And the intro kind of repeats that over and over in different ways. That's it. You say, okay, this is familiar, but it's different every time. I can use this as part of my wind down, as part of my bedtime routine, as a part of getting ready or brushing my teeth or calling in my pets or my pet or just snuggling in, maybe holding. I don't know if you have wubby. Is that a universal thing, the word wubby? Or was someone famous have a wubby, or am I just remembering? I don't think any of my siblings had something called wubby, but I know someone in my life did. So I don't know. Somebody call Carl Jung in the afterlife and ask about archetypes of, I mean, come on. Like, who's the next Carl Jung? Am I pronouncing it correctly? Because I would like to get in touch with them and say, hey, is wubby, is there an archetype? Is there a wubby archetype? And they'd say, this did happen, actually. I called one of the centers or foundations on the expansion of, kind of, you know, some of the, I said, excuse me, do you know about a wubby archetype? And they said, a Wookiee? And they said, no, wubby archetype. And, of course, they disconnect, you know, but, sorry, I'm in the middle of also a podcast intro. Sorry, Carl. We'll go back to whatever you're doing up there. Maybe you've picked up sewing. Maybe you have a sewing mentor. How about that? That would be pretty sweet. It wouldn't be. I guess this isn't a reincarnation. But what if Carl J or whatever's up there, and the rest of those the team of brilliant minds about minds are up there sewing wubbies, archetypal wubbies. Okay, so the structure show, there's the intro, doesn't make a whole lot of sense, clearly. And then there's a story, bedtime story. This will be our second episode in our ongoing episodic with a touch of serial story, Nuns in Space, The Stand Chronicles. But if it's your first time listening, I'll fill you in on everything you need to know about that. Then we'll say have some thank yous at the end. Between the intro and the story is some sponsor stuff, too, to keep the show going. So that's it structurally. Then what else do you need to know? You don't need to listen to me. Probably figure that out on your own. I mean, you don't got to be, what do they call that? A super tailor to figure out. Scoots is, okay, I can see these on the pointless meanders. So you don't need to listen. The podcast is just ideally engaging enough to take your mind off of whatever's keeping you awake. I guess I'm distracted again because I said if you are a superhero, maybe working on your own uniform is a way, like you say, okay, well, I got to get my mind off this stuff the whole world, you know, that's a big job. But when I sit down and I mend my uniform, I really feel free. I feel at ease. I feel recharged. Okay, here's a pitch. If I don't know which, you know, whichever company wants to work with me on this, Super Tailor, like, go ahead, you know, send me, you can send your checks directly to me. I think it's a thing. I guess you could say there's been, there's a lot of characters that fill in that role. Maybe that's the archetypal role. I don't know. I mean, I got a team of the greatest former Earth minds working on Wubbies out there, if they listen to this podcast. And also, I call all those, like I said, I call every institute in Northern Europe. I've been blocked by them, but, okay, back to this. So you don't need to listen to me. I guess that's what I was explaining, but there's also no pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here for about an hour. I'll be here to keep you company, to be your companion in the deep, dark night, to be your boyfriend. To help you fall asleep, to give you something else to think about, to turn that frown, to take the rigmarole out of bedtime, and to give you the ease that old Peter Parker might feel when he's behind that sewing machine. Maybe he has some thread between his lips, his shoulders. You could see his shoulders are so much more at ease, and he's just sinking there. Well, this would be a good cover, like Aunt May or whoever, Owen or whoever, Aunt Veru. They might come in and say, he said, well, this is my hobby. It's for the 4th. It'd be easy. You could say it's for the 4th of July parade, and, you know, 6 months from now. You know, working on something for that, really, not this World Cup, but another World Cup, maybe. Or Canada, you know, anything. What was I going to say? You know, no pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here to keep you, because if you can't sleep, I'm going to be here giving it my all to the very end. I'm your Borbe. I'm your boyfriend. I'm your boy, so I'll be here, whether you're awake or asleep, because that's my job. And, I was going to talk about sweatpants. I'll do that in another intro, because I feel like it needs to give more space. But the whole idea of the podcast, I guess I already, metaphor is so nonsensical, but the perfect fit. It's like, I'm sure great comic minds have done this, but superheroes' hobbies. Could we get that as like a subprint or whatever? They say, yeah, we could do that with the rest of your comic scoots, the ones that are unprint, they're non-printed. They say, okay, well, I'd prefer something other than the imaginary press I already created, gingerbread press. But we could call it super hobbies. Maybe it could be more, maybe we could get some funding, you know, and do it as, is there a budget for that? And they say, well, we're trying to get hobbies back for everybody. You know, the public center for hobby enthusiasm instead of how come nobody's a hobby enthusiast? I guess if you're a hobbyist, you're kind of an enthusiast. But this could, I could be the next hobby enthusiast, and I'd say, well, I'm enthusiastic about people having hobbies. So what can I say? Kind of even a theme in this episode a little bit tonight. Yeah. Where I say, hey, you know, even superheroes, post-Earth life, minds, people in charge of mind stuff, they have hobbies, you know, according to my records. And they say, really, what are they doing? Are they, like, figuring out stuff with, they're working on Wubbies. First they're going to do an archetypal Wubby. They're going to send it to me to look over. And it's in the wrong color. Sorry, Carl. I don't know. You must have the whole Roy G. Biv spectrum and more up there. But, you know, this is pea green. No one wants a pea. I mean, some people do want a pea green Wubby. That's a niche market, though. And I could see it. Don't worry. I'm just here. I'm not criticizing your. I mean, I guess I'm just saying it doesn't work. back to the drawing board. I see what you're trying to do. One, you know, an archetypal wubby has to be archetypal. You know, why don't you go back to when the earth was just covered in water? Take a look at that color, whatever that's called. That's not miasma. I always get my miasma and my whatever. And I don't know my miasma from my vestigial. Okay, Carl's rolling his. Yeah, you know what I mean, though. That soup, primordial soup. Think about the color of primordial soup. Make an archetypal wubby out of that and show it to me, and then I'll make a call. Okay, sorry, I'm back. I don't know what happened. I think I crossed over. He also made someone that's crossed over cross, but I'm here to help. I'm here to take your mind off stuff. I would posit, maybe you weren't thinking about all the other stuff when I was talking there, but I'm here to take your mind off stuff to keep you company. Give it a few tries. See if it works. I hope it does, because they work very hard. I strive and I yearn to help you fall asleep. Thanks for coming by. And if you could just pay attention for a few minutes and how I talk about a few ways we keep the show going. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, time, temperature, travel, whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thinking, thought-based stuff. It could be physical-based, physical feelings, emotions. It could be a situation, like you're on the road or something. Whatever it is, I'm going to try to, I don't know if you can sense it. I'm trying to craft and smooth out this safe place where I can take your mind off of whatever that is, where you could let your shoulders relax. I'm going to brush here. I'm going to brush the dirt off your shoulders here. And the other things I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use a lulling, soothing, yet creaky dulcet tones, rusty meanders, as Paul Bay from the Big Loop likes to say, creaky meanders even. Also dusty, my meanders are probably dusty too. And I say, how'd they get so dusty? They say, well, you've never dusted them. And I say, still, they're just sitting around here, meandering. I don't know how they got dust on them. Does that happen to anybody else? Anybody, anyone? You see, how'd that get covered? Like, I have a plant. Okay, let's come back to that. The dusty plant. There's a book already written and could already write itself. The dusty plant. Okay, maybe that'll be an episode coming up. Okay, where was I? I didn't mention my affinity for Paul Bay, Big Loop Podcast. But that doesn't. Oh, the intro. Oh, what I'm going to do if you're new, I'm going to try to keep you company while you fall asleep. Now, this podcast doesn't work for everybody, but give it a few tries. You might at first try to figure it out or expect it to be more mystical or magical. And it'd say, well, you'll be in for a ride. It'll be a confusing ride. Kind of like one of those rides where you're like, did the ride start? They say, okay, everybody exit the ride. And you say, did that ride ever start? I don't know. And they say, yeah, it was a simulator. And you say, well, what'd you simulate? Because I didn't sense anything happening. This podcast, I noticed some new people sometimes that when you first get here, naturally you want to figure out what's going on. And you could try, but try to figure it out from a little bit more comfortable position. I don't know if you can hear the way my voice is changing. I'm moving my shoulders around. You don't need to do that, but I'm doing it. Why? I don't know why. Because I said, I don't know. I was trying to simulate. I don't usually move my shoulders when I'm relaxing, but actually it kind of is relaxing here. But anyway, if you're new, give it a few tries. Here's the structure of the show. So here's what to expect. First few minutes of the podcast are business. That's how we keep the show going, because it takes 70, 90 hours a week to make the podcast. So it's definitely not magic. It's mostly like work, fun work sometimes, but that keeps the show going. So sponsors and the patrons are the ones that enable that work. So thank you to them. And thank you for listening to that. Then we have in the credits of all the people that help out on the show too, of course, then we have I'm always remiss. I'm sorry about that. But okay, so we have the credits and the sponsors and stuff. Then there's an intro. And we're probably like 4 minutes or so into the intro. Intros are around 12 minutes. Where the goal, here's this flow chart version. Won't flow. The goal of the podcast, so your one circle says, the goal of the podcast intro, introduce the podcast to new listeners and remind regular listeners that it's a safe place. And then that's when the lines start to get squiggly and swiggly. I don't know. It might be a little swiggly. That might be a new word for me. It also could be yet another Muppet. I spent a lot of these intros inventing book titles and Muppets. I think Swiggly, though, was involved with Grimace and not the Muppets. Though that might have been the commercial arm of the Muppets. They were just brand, you know, like they say, well, that's branded content. That's what they call it now. I have no idea what I'm talking about. But if you're new, that's one of the things. So the intro is me. It's kind of like your part of your pre-bedtime routine or your pre-sleep routine. You throw it on, you start brushing your teeth, and I'll kind of ramble. And you'll say, okay, safe place, crusty meanders, creek. No crusty meanders, believe me. No. That was a joke. Don't worry. Nothing crusty about this show. It's creaky and dusty and maybe symbolically rusty, but not crusty at all. So don't worry about that. Sorry about using that word and then reusing it. I'm trying to purge it from my brain. But the meanders are like a long-winded way of me explaining the podcast, of reminding you the primary purpose is for it to be a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. Yeah, but here's the next thing. Oh, wait, I was going to tell you about the structure, but let me switch to the... But here's the thing. It's not an active setting aside. I'll do the setting aside for you. So there's no pressure for you to pay attention. I'll say, hey, let me set that aside for you. I got a doily here and a coaster to put it on. And I'll rub that crust right off of there for you. You won't even notice it in the morning, so don't worry about it. So you don't need to pay attention to this podcast, but there's also no pressure to fall asleep. I say, hey, let me just give me your attention for a few minutes. You don't really need to listen to me, but I'll be here the whole time to keep you company, whether you're awake or asleep, whether you wake up in the middle of the night or you're just having a little trouble getting settled in. I'm here to help. I'm your boyfriend. And so that's kind of the structure of the show, but I interrupted the structure of the show for some points. And then, so there's the intro, then there's the story portion, where tonight we'll be talking about The Good Place. We'll be kind of recapping the details on the set and some factoids that came up. Fun fact, I got to look up most words in the dictionary, some stuff that came up in the episode, but in a really sleepy, meandering way. This is a good place to sleep. Then the show ends with some thank yous. There's also business between the intro and the story part. So that's like the structure of the show. And it's like, yeah, I'm here to help. And you say, what qualifies you to tell bedtime stories? Well, I have dusty plants, as I said. I did just like honestly, I don't know what to do about it. If one thing about podcasts is you can be vulnerable and relatable, this is the truth. I have a plant and it's dusty, and it's a plant with a lot of leaves. It's some sort of, I think it's a bush, but it's some sort of flowering thing. And I got it at the store. And it has a lot of leaves. And they said, this one does really well under most circumstances. And I've been trying to keep it watered and talk to it. And I've been relocating it. And then recently I took a look at it and I said, its leaves were pretty dusty. And I have an air filter that I took, like whatever you call that thing. Because I like my window open. I like a breeze, of course, But I had my air filter hadn't changed out, so I didn't have that running. So that's probably where the dust came from, was outside, inside, or something. And maybe there's something you could relate to in here. So we'll just talk, we'll pretend this is just a metaphor. Unfortunately, it's not for me, but, you know. And at first I said, well, you're pretty dusty. So I said, let me move you closer to the window. And actually, sometimes you can be empowered. I said, okay, what I need is one of those misters. That'll take care of the dust if I get a mister. And even in a world where there's like, you can talk to a speaker and order things and get on the internet, for some reason, sometimes for me, at least, this can seem like an incredible task. And this is not, I'm not playing this up. I said, where the heck am I going to get a mister? I'll have to go to the hardware store to do that. Now, meanwhile, there's a family-owned, I mean, not my family doesn't own it, but a family-owned hardware store right by where I do my grocery shopping, but they have different parking lots. So I said, well, then I have to go, how am I going to even get to that, in this, you know, going in a hardware store, so you got to, it feels so hard, you know? I'll never get a mister. And they said, okay, Scoots, we got to go to the big grocery store. Let's put it on a shopping list. Maybe they have a mister, like a spray bottle with a mist setting, not just a spray bottle, because I've made that mistake before with mistability. But maybe they have one of those at the grocery store. And then I said, well, then I got to make a grocery, then I got to make a shopping list. I said, well, you do, you just tell the speaker, you know, then the speaker makes a shopping list. I think I could do that. I think this is called reparenting or something. And I said, so I did that. And then I was at the grocery store and I had a couple other things because I don't like going to the regular grocery store. It's just too much going on and too many brands. It's no wonder these can stick around. I mean, when I was a kid, I was amazed that there was an entire aisle of sugared cereals. But now I say, just kind of, you know, whatever. So, but I got there and I checked the app and I said, oh, a spray bottle. Before we go, let me check and see if there's a spray bottle. And talk about synchronicity. Lo and behold, not only was there a spray bottle, it was the last one. It had instructions printed on the bottle and it did describe its ability to mist. And it was a smaller bottle, which was nice because I said, well, I'm just going to use this to spray some plants. Maybe ideally I would watch a YouTube video first to learn how to spray plants. I didn't do that though. And so that was a victory. I would say it was both a moral and emotional victory. You had to spray bottle home. Now this had been, now, meanwhile, time had elapsed. I'm like, shorting things. So since the first time I noticed the dust, time had elapsed since I got this sprayer. I'm just packaging it in a meandering story, because it's even longer than a meandering story. And so then I filled it up with water, tested some misting out, and misted some of the other plants that weren't as dusty. And I said, what are you doing right that this other plant's doing? Well, you know, I love how your leaves don't accept dust so easily. And then I got to old Dusty the plant, and I misted it. And I said, I hope that gets... I'm sorry. It's just so, like, sometimes you see your thought process and you're like, man, this is pretty ridiculous when you talk about it out loud. But I said, I hope misting this will make all these dust problems go away. Alas, it did not. But it did, I think the plant did say, hey, thanks for that mist. It felt pretty good. And I think it did pocket some, like, it did cause the dust to concentrate. So I think what I got to do is, like, wipe off the dust. But nobody told me this when I was at the grocery store, Trader Joe's buying this plant. They said, hey, by the way, you're about to, you know, this isn't just all, you know, you're all or nothing thinking about plants. There's going to be some middle roads here and some plants get dusty. I think was that a John Denver song that he sang with one of the Muppets? I think some plants get dusty. And this hair's a dusty plant. That was a classic. And I guess I didn't learn the life lesson. And some plants have to be wiped. I think that would have been the better song for me. So I will wipe that plant eventually. If the plant can hear me, you know, eventually I'll wipe you. Don't worry. But it is a lot of leaves. So I'm going to have to think about that for a while. And that meandering story is why that's what qualifies me to make a sleep podcast. Because this is the kind of things you can see what I must be thinking about late at night instead of sleeping. If this is how these are just the minor challenges I'm confronted with. But at the time, they do seem pretty major. I mean, and if you can relate to me, I really feel for you. Or if you have someone in your life, you could say, wow, really, you have an emotional impact from a dusty planet. I said, but not just, I mean, yeah, like 6 weeks of emotional impact. And now I've shared it with the world. Luckily, I know you listeners well enough to say, there's other people with dusty planets out there. I'm not alone. And you're not alone. Whether it's a dusty plant or a leaky pipe or you're in a hotel or the person you love is out of town or you're dealing with something, I'm here to help. And this, while this podcast doesn't help everybody, you know, I'm trying to be the friend to the people I can and a distracting, goofy friend to take your mind off stuff. Because to be honest, like, you're better off sleeping than thinking about the friggin' dust on your plants. And that was like the unreleased deluxe version. That was like the last thing when John Denver, they switched from acoustic. The River Bottom Funtime Band came in and they did an electric third verse where they said, just go to bed, forget the friggin' dust on the plants. You know, I think that's what they said. Or maybe it was like a band battle where John Denver versus the River Bottom Funtime Band. Anyway, I'm here to help. That's my point, because I've been there. And I really, truly believe you deserve a good night's sleep. I'm going to give it my best shot. Give the podcast a few tries if you're new. See if it helps. I'm glad you're here. I appreciate your time. And I work very hard. I strive and I yearn to help you fall asleep, all right? And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going.